get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. What have you got there, Ed?
A magazine. I happened to pick it up. I saw an article on how to wash slips properly.
Oh, is that a hobby with you, Ed?
No. I just wanted to see if they agree with us about Ivory Flakes care.
Well, do they? Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Right in there. See, here's it.
Oh, here. For rayon slips, use lukewarm water and mild, pure soap.
That's Ivory Flakes, all right. Boy, are they mild and pure. Why, they're the flake form of famous Ivory soap.
And friends, if you wash your lingerie gently in Ivory Flakes, your soft slips and pretty nightgowns, they'll stay lovely up to twice as long.
Try them for your sweaters and bright rayon dresses, too.
Yes, and your housecoats and your blouses. Ivory Flakes care helps nice things stay colorful, soft. You'll get up to twice the wear.
Don't wash anything you value the wrong way with the wrong kind of soap.
My goodness, no. Why, you know, that can fairly wreck nice clothes.
Mm-hmm. We saw proof of that.
Now, there were two slips, both exactly alike. One was washed the wrong way, and oh my, it's a sight. The other was washed gently in Ivory Flakes, and it's a picture. It's so soft and bright, we could hardly tell it from brand new. And as for rayon stockings...
Give them nightly Ivory Flakes care, and they'll fit better, too.
Yes, but it's the stocking strain test that got me. Why, friends, those tests showed that rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. Imagine, twice as long.
Oh, Margaret, the way you run on about those Ivory Flakes tests. Pretty soon people are going to say you were vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I can't seem to help it. Those tests impress me.
Oh, they'd impress anybody. Oh, Ivory Flakes are tops for wear.
Give your blouses, housecoats, slips, Ivory Flakes care.
You'll get up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 11 o'clock in the morning as our scene opens now. And here in the kitchen of the small house halfway up in the next block, we discover Mrs. Victor Goode. We judge the lady's baking a cake or a pie or manufacturing something special for dinner because the table is cluttered up with egg beater, colander, chafing dish, and... Oh, but here's a newcomer. Mr. Victor Goode is entering from the living room. Listen.
Well,
how do you do, Dr. Sleech?
I never heard you come in.
I crept softly like the panther.
Huh?
What you making there?
Hooper dip for upside down cake.
Excellent.
I think it'll be good. How come you're home at 11 o'clock?
Matter of business. Remember me telling you the other day the Sacred Stars voted to have the lodge hall redecorated?
Mm-hmm. Don't get your sleeve in that bowl there.
Well, the workmen showed up this morning with their paint and varnish and stuff, and since none of them are Sky Brothers, I decided it'd be best if I brought the ritual home here to protect it in case anybody got curious.
That's the lodge ritual in the envelope?
Yeah. See, as exalted Big Dipper, it's my duty to safeguard the ritual. It'd be terrible if any of them plasters and painters got a hold of it.
Move your sleeve, Vic. You don't want hooper dip on your clothes.
Get your hooper dip out of the way.
Get your sleeve out of the way. I was here first.
Well, look, where'd I better put this ritual?
I guess there's room in the knife and fork drawer. Go see. I'm busy here.
Knife and fork drawer.
There's room.
Say, this is the ritual of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. It's secret. It's the most secret thing in the world. And I'm responsible for it. What you mean, knife and fork drawer?
Goodness, I won't read your old ritual.
Well, I hope you won't. Hate to think what'd become of me if you did.
Would you get your head cut off?
Things like that have been known to happen in the past.
Ah.
Listen, Sade. Divulging the secrets of a fraternal organization is one of the most dangerous crimes a man can commit. Harlow N. Footy, a citizen of East Botchfield, Ohio, confided part of his lodge's ritual to a sweetheart in 1914. In 24 hours, a band of masked men seized him out of his bed.
Please move back from this table. I'm trying to make hooper dip for upside-down cake.
Well, where's the best place to hide this envelope?
Oh, stick it in the library table somewhere.
Now, that'd be hot, wouldn't it? You and Russell are in and out of that library table 20 times a day.
Uncle Fletcher used to hide junk behind picture frames.
No, this ritual's got to be under lock and key.
Wasn't it under lock and key at the lodge hall?
Sure.
Why didn't you leave it there, then?
Because some of them painter guys might have got to fooling around.
Must be awful interesting reading.
It's sacred reading.
No.
Naturally, you can't be expected to understand.
All right, but go away and quit bothering a person.
Where'll I put my ritual so it'll be safe?
Top drawer of the buffet.
Top drawer of the buffet lock?
Always has.
I'll go size up the situation.
Why don't we hire 8 big policemen? They could guard it.
I die laughing. You and Russell won't be bothering the buffet, will you?
Take the key and then we can't. Hey, you left your precious ritual here on my table.
It won't hurt nothing for a minute.
No, but it's in a person's road. You don't want hooper dip spilled on it, do you?
Hooper dip better not be spilled on it.
Well, come and get it and lay it on the sink or someplace. I need every little bit of room I got.
Hey, there's no key in the lock.
What?
There's no key in the lock.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Oh, look in the drawer itself.
I did.
Not there in the left-hand corner?
No.
Well, I'm sure I got no idea.
Well, come here and help me find the doggone thing.
Vic, I'm busy. I can't just drop everything and go fiddling around.
Come on.
Oh, my. All right. Don't jumble the linen napkins that's in that drawer.
Not the sign of a key.
Russell might have it. He got a 5-cent key ring from Rooster Davis the other day and was looking for keys to hang on it.
There's no keys for any of these buffet drawers.
That's probably it. Russell took them to parade on his key ring.
Well, it don't seem like there's much system around this ranch, giving kids valuable property to play with.
Ain't there a key for the bottom drawer, even?
Didn't see any in the lock.
Sometimes I put it inside. Take a look.
All this may seem silly to you, Sade, but I'm the exalted Big Dipper, the sacred stars of the Milky Way, and I'd cut off my right arm before I'd allow anything to happen to our ritual. It's my sworn duty to protect.
Get here.
Oh.
No, no key.
Peel underneath those tablecloths. How come you're home so early, Pete?
Well, 3 of the guys had to leave Sabbath's Bacon Hot and go on errands for their mother, so the ball game just naturally broke up.
What'd she say?
He's home early because the ball game broke up.
That gov in there?
Yeah. Say, did you take the buffet keys to put on your key ring?
Uh-huh.
He's got them.
Well, tell him to bring them in here.
Bring your key ring in here, son.
I can't. And then it's a Bluetooth Johnson.
Now, ain't that great?
Oh, well, I don't imagine anybody will die.
Now where'd I put my ritual?
Put it in the cubbyhole next to the pantry. There's a lock on there. Come on.
You making hooper dip for upside-down cake, Bob?
Uh-huh.
You gonna have it for dinner this night?
Yes.
Well.
Will my ritual be safe in that cubbyhole?
Oh, sure.
Why the gay girlish laughter?
Imagine a burglar sneaking in somebody's home just to read some old stuff about a lodge.
You think that never happens? Let me tell you of a case in Upper Slump, North Dakota, where 6 men were shot to death. Oh, holy smoke.
What's the matter?
Russell?
Is this something I ain't supposed
to... Put that down.
My own...
Put that down, I say.
Oh, lands, Vic, there's no...
How much of that did you read, sir?
Well, I don't know. Is this something I ain't supposed to...
How much of that did you read, sir?
Oh, where it said something about be it known and the skull and crossbones of immortality.
Silence!
You told me
say,
to... Say. Yeah?
Your son has read the ritual of the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
I never read more than 3 lines of it. I just read the word said this little band of glorified souls will
back... Silence!
Oh, gracious goodness sake, a person
shouldn't think... I put you on your word of honor never to breathe what you've learned this day to a living person.
Well, I haven't learned anything. I only...
If this was to get out, I'd be disgraced forever.
Oh, bosh.
Kindly refrain from saying, oh, bosh, Sade. Russell, I put you on your honor never to breathe what you've learned this day to a living person.
Well, like I said, Gov, I haven't learned anything this day. I picked up the paper in a spirit of idle curiosity and read a couple
Enough.
Of lines.
But remember what I told you.
Okay, I'll keep it under my hat.
I go now to inspect that cubbyhole.
All right. But don't explode in the pantry.
How's that?
Nothing.
Gov, if you want to lock that cubbyhole... Huh? I say if you want to lock that cubbyhole, you're out of luck.
Why?
Because I got the key to it on my key ring.
Oh, for gosh sake.
If I'd only known you wanted the keys, I'd have been overjoyed.
Say, where can I hide my ritual?
Bookcase makes a good place.
Your beautiful son's probably got the key on his key ring.
Oh, there's where you're wrong, Gov. The bookcase key was too fancy. It wouldn't go on my key ring.
Is it in the lock where it belongs?
As far as I know.
Very well.
Yeah, that hooper dip looks good, Mom.
Oh, it is good. I put in 2 extra egg whites.
May I ask that the bookcase be untouched for a couple of days?
What?
May I ask that the bookcase be untouched for a couple of days?
Nobody ever goes near that bookcase.
I've let my little boy read the ritual. I just as soon not have anything else on my couching.
That thing must be awful doggone important.
Heavens, yes.
Well, I didn't see much of it. I just
I'll answer it, George.
Go ahead. Yes? Oh, yes, Miss Apparat.
Oh, you went, huh? Was she real good? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. For what? Apricot lady fingers? Sounds fine. I've always wanted... Huh? Oh, I'd love to have it. All right. Sure. Just a second, Miss Apricot. Give me your pencil and piece of paper, son. Want to take down a recipe?
I got a pencil, but I don't think I got paper.
I'll feel in your pocket. Miss Apricot went to hear that lady lecture in Yelmton's grocery department, and she gave a recipe for apricot. Haven't you got any?
No.
Well, go get some out of
the... Who's this?
What is... That's Gov's ritual. Just a second, Miss Apricot. That's Gov's ritual.
The envelope's all right to write on. My pencil's real soft lead with an eraser on the end. You can erase...
All right. Give it here. Can't keep Miss Apricot waiting all day.
Okay. Here's the pencil, too.
All right, lady. Uh-huh. Four eggs. Yes. Cup and a half of flour. Yes. How much sugar? Quarter?
There isn't any key in this bookcase.
Oh, have to ask you to wait one more second, Miss Apricot. What'd you say?
There ain't no key in that bookcase.
Well, talk to Russell about it. I'm busy on the telephone.
Hey.
Dick, please.
Is that my ritual? Is that my ritual? Are you writing on my ritual?
She's only using the envelope, Gov. The ritual's inside.
Are you writing on my ritual?
I'm only using the envelope.
Give me my ritual. Give me my ritual.
Well, don't grab for it. I got it stuck in this crack if you... Oh! Now I'll see what you've done.
Oh, great guns. Oh, great guns.
I tried to tell you not to grab for it. I had it stuck in this crack so it'd stand still while I rolled.
Well, I've torn my ritual. I've torn my ritual. I've torn my ritual in two.
Well, I knew when you grabbed it, Gov, that it's
gone.
Yes?
I've torn my ritual in two.
I see you have.
I may have to commit suicide.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. On the battlefronts of the world, the time has come for our fighting men to attack, to hit harder and harder, to smash through for victory. We must back the attack. We must see to it that our men are furnished with replacements of guns, tanks, planes, and ships. That's why we must keep buying war bonds more than ever before. An invasion is costly. One infantry division uses up 300 tons of ammunition in a single day. Cannon, tanks, machine guns are worn out or destroyed by enemy fire. War bonds will pay for replacements. Oh, it's true, most of us are investing in bonds regularly. But this is a critical period in the war. This is the time to buy more bonds than you ever bought before. And our government urges you to buy especially Series E bonds. Our men in Europe went across for us. Now it's our time to come across for them. Back the attack, buy an extra war bond today.
Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Dick and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Hurley.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Your grocer is short of paper bags. Help him save paper by taking your own shopping bag to the store.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.